Ooh, look at that fern, guys. Wow, take a look at that. These kind of plants are called ferns, I think. Sort of got all those leaves kind of coming off the center stem there. So you see the long stem in the middle, and then the leaves kind of coming off the side. That's called it's called a fern, I think. I'm not a plant expert. Whoa, look at this bridge. Hey, isn't that a cool looking bridge? Sort of looks like the letter A. Look at that. Have you ever seen a bridge that looks like that? Man, it's like I'm walking on the middle. You know, if you draw a capital letter A, the middle rung. So, or is that the middle rung there? I don't know if this is the middle rung or if that's the middle rung. It's an A-shaped bridge. Look at that cool root. It's like a cool tree stump. Man, that's awesome. Well, welcome to another vocabulary walk here in the middle of nature, here in the middle of the Siberian rainforest. That was a lie. I'm not in Siberia or in a rainforest. At least I don't think this is a rainforest. Anyway, I'll stop lying to you. Not in Siberia, so. Oh, look at these nice plants. I wonder what kind of plants those are. I don't know anything about plants, just the basic stuff. This is called moss. Look at that nice green, sort of that green stuff that grows everywhere. That's called moss. So you can see all this moss. Here's a tree stump. Someone cut down that a log. Actually, the stump, the tree stump is the part of the tree that's still in the ground. Where is it? Where's a stump? Where did this tree come from? Can't see any stumps. Anyway, so I think I've taught you in every vocabulary walk, I think I've taught you the word tree stump. So the tree stump is like the part. Let me find a. Well, I guess this is a tree stump here. Okay, it's a pretty big stump. I guess they cut it off there, right? So that's the stump. And then I guess you could just call this fallen part, the cut down part, the log. And this is the bark. So this brown stuff on the outside, that's called bark. And then the moss grows on the bark. Let's see if I can take a picture of the bark with my, or no, a picture of the, picture of the moss. I don't think I got a good picture there. Try to take a picture of the bark here. I don't think that turned out. Gotta work on my photography skills a little bit. Gotta practice up before making these vocabulary walk videos. But yeah, I just thought I'd take you out in nature here, and it's just such a beautiful day. These big trees. Just look at these trees, guys. And I hear a plane. Plane is coming to ruin my video. I know it. Where are you, plane? No, it's gonna ruin my video. But yeah, you know, nice ferns there, just trees. So I'm just gonna walk and, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what develops. Like always in these vocabulary walk videos, I don't have any plan. You know, in my other videos, usually I think about what I want to say, you know, before making the video. But with these videos, I just turn on my camera. I have zero plan, zero goals, really. Just to hang out with you guys, you know? Just like to hang out. We're friends. Friends hang out, right? So thank you guys for hanging out with me. And here in just the beautiful forest. I don't know if it's a rainforest or... I hear you, plane. But I don't see you. Can you see it? I can't... Oh, I saw a glimpse of it. Up there, I can't, it's hard to see through the trees, but yeah, what's the difference between a forest and a rainforest? I mean, it rains in normal forests, doesn't it? If it rains in a normal forest, is that called a rainforest? I don't know, but look at this huge tree stump here, guys. Man, that is a massive tree stump, and look at that bridge down there. Let's take a look, let's just take a picture of. Take a picture of that nice bridge there. Maybe I should take a picture of this tree stump here while I'm at it. All right. Wow, look at that nice tree stump. Man, that's a big, big tree stump. Yeah, these trees are just incredible. Look how high the moss goes up on the trees. I don't know if you can, let me see if I can take a, I don't know if you can see it in this picture, but like way up there, like on that tree, for example, the moss is like way, way up there. It doesn't have any leaves. It looks like a dead tree, but the moss is like way, I don't know how it gets up there. How does moss get way up in a tree? Does it like grow from the bottom and does it slowly grow up? Or does it just get sort of blown by the wind, or is it just part of the tree? I don't know. I don't know anything about nature, so I really shouldn't be doing a nature vocabulary walk, but I can enjoy nature even though I don't know anything about it. How about you? Do you enjoy nature? Oh, look at this mud. Look, there's a little bit of mud. My shoes are sort of sinking into the mud. That's called mud. What other words can I teach you here? So we learned fern, tree stump for like the 50th time, and mud. So this stuff here is just called gravel. This pathway is just like, you know, loose rocks. That can be called gravel. So gravel, pathway, what's this? Some sort of a little bridge. I don't know what the bridge is going over, but so this can be called like, what's this kind of mesh? Sort of like a mesh over the bridge. What's that for? To give some grip. You know, if you want to prevent yourself from slipping, you need something to give you grip. Okay, so your shoes. So this part of that part of your shoes, the bottom part of your shoes, that's called the shoe's grip. Okay, did you know that? Smash like if you didn't know that. So the bottom of your shoes, that's called the grip. Some shoes don't have grip, like for example, slippers. Slippers don't have grip. But most like runners or, you know, hiking boots, shoes, jogging, any kind of shoes have some form of grip. So, you know, I don't know. This kind of reminds me of what they like in winter. Do you know what winter tires, you know, in Canada? I don't know if you've seen winter tires, but sometimes they put like, they put sort of like that, what's it called? Chain. So like, those like studs. Like on normal vehicles, they put, you can get winter tires with like metal studs. But I think on some other like bigger vehicles, they put like, I don't know, some kind of a maybe chains or something on the tires to give them like even more grip. So I don't know if this is for grip. This kind of looks like chicken wire. You could call this kind of stuff like chicken wire. You know, if you want to make a cage for your chickens, you could buy a bunch of this chicken wire and make like a cage for your chicken. So I don't know what this is for. If it's for grip, like if it snows, for example, you know, if it snows in the winter, I don't know, maybe a person would walk on here and slip. That's the only reason, that's the only thing I can think of. Let me know down in the comments why, because you can see here the wooden slats, right? So these things, you could call those slats, right? You've got the wooden planks. Right, that's a plank. It's another plank. But you could also call it a slat. Okay, so you've got the wooden slats, and then you've got this like chicken wire stuff that's sort of stapled. Okay, it's stapled into the wood. Okay, you can see there's a staple. There's another staple. Okay, so someone just took a staple gun and just stapled the chicken wire down to this bridge. So anyway, there's some very specific vocabulary for you. I don't know if I'm right about that, or if the chicken wire is just supposed to hold the bridge together. I mean, you've got these side sort of support beams, right? So that's what holds the bridge together. But then you've got the chicken wire. I don't know. Beats me. If you don't know something, you can say beats me. Don't beat me. That's a different word. Beat. To beat someone, it's another way to say to hit someone, okay? Don't beat me. Don't beat your spouse. It'd be a bad thing, but if you don't know something, you can say, that beats me. But then you need the S, okay? There's a difference. You can't say, that beat me. You have to say that beats me. That beats me. Or just beats me. Beats me. So very often with these kind of like sayings in English, it's kind of idioms and stuff, you have to say it exactly right. And that's a problem a lot of English learners make, is they try to say an idiom, but maybe they forget an S, and then it just ruins the whole thing. So with idioms, you have to say it exactly the same. There's no option, okay? Most of the time. So like with beats me, you have to say beats me. You can't say beat me. Okay, wow, look at this. Come out into a nice green. Just look how lush green this is. Lush sort of means like really, really nice and full, colorful. You know, most of the time when we use lush, the next word is green. So sometimes in English, words are really specific and they're almost always with other words. So, you know, you would never say like lush blue. Lush sort of means like something is growing. Sort of like it's got like life. It's full. It's like, you know, nice lush. Like look at that nice green. You've got the green on the branches, okay? So I could say this is like a nice lush green forest. Okay? So yeah, most of the time when you hear the word lush, the next word is green. Remember that. Lush green. Just nice leaves, nice plants. I don't know what these plants are all called, but can see a nice bright sunshine there. Yeah, it's just a glorious day. If you want to describe a nice day, you can say it's glorious. It's a glorious sunny, I was gonna say summer day. It's not summer yet. It's March 30th or 31st. I can't remember if it's the 30th or the 31st. End of March 2021. Happy 2021. Wow. We're already well into the spring. Spring starts March 21st, is it? Is it the first day of spring? So we're well on our way into the spring here. Summer is in June. So hopefully I can, you know, wander around in nature a bit more here this spring. Spring is my favorite season in the year. How about you? What's your favorite season? I like summer. So I guess it depends on you know, where it is. Some places don't really have seasons, you know, and a lot of places they have like a rainy season and dry season, you know. Yeah, like, I don't know, maybe we're windy season. Costa Rica, it was really windy. I'm not in Costa Rica anymore, as you've probably guessed. I don't know. Do they have big mossy trees in Costa Rica? I'm not sure. Maybe no, there are no Mark bears hanging from the trees here. Remember my Isle of Mark series where I discovered a new animal called the Mark bear? That was fun. That was great. But yeah, let me think of some more words, more vocabulary. What kind of a plant is this? Is that stinging nettle? I think, I don't know, kind of almost looks like a strawberry leaf, right? But they're, let me think. I think these kind of plants, sort of with those jagged, okay, you can describe that kind of a leaf as jagged. Okay, look at that, right? The leaf goes like, you know, comes to a point, a lot of points, right? So you can say that's a jagged leaf. So with these kinds of plants, I think this might be stinging nettle. So if you touch it, you know, it sort of leaves it stings. It means it hurts. You know what sting means? Sting is sort of a specific form of pain. Like a scorpion. A scorpion stings, right? A spider doesn't sting. A stingray stings. A jellyfish stings. Spiders bite. Most animals bite. But scorpions could bite. I guess scorpions could bite you. But scorpions sting you. I think they probably bite you and then they sting you. And stinging a nettle. Yeah. There's a plant called poison ivy. Would poison ivy sting? I don't know. Is that a sting? I don't know. But stinging nettle is a kind of plant that stings you. Yeah, it's like kind of a, that's kind of like a sharp pain. Any kind of like a sharp pain on the surface of your body, it could be called sting. Like you can't, you wouldn't say something, you wouldn't say like my stomach stings or my heart stings. No, only your skin can sting, or your eyes. Yeah, you could say it stings my eyes. If you get like salt or vinegar in your eye, you could say that stings my eyes, okay? So sting is a form of kind of sharp pain that's just on the exterior, the sort of the outer, your body's exoskeleton. Is that the word? Insects. Insects don't have skin, right? Insects have like a, I think the word is called an exoskeleton, right? They're different parts of a, of an insect. What are the parts of an insect? There's the, oh, hey, there's some mud. Look at that, I'm sliding in the mud. Yeah, path is a bit muddy here. So what are the parts of an insect? Do insects have three body parts, right? There's the head, the thorax. It's sort of the middle part of the body, the thorax. And in the back part is the abdomen. So I think if like for an ant, I think ants have a head, a thorax, and an abdomen. Okay. Spiders only have, they have two body, man, I can't remember. Do they have like, is it one body part or two? Head and I don't know. I think I've exhausted my, my knowledge about insects. I'll stop talking about insects lest I give you bad, teach you something wrong. Lest, do you know what lest means? Lest means, what does lest mean? Lest means something like for example, if what I just said, you know, I should stop talking about this lest. It sort of means like so that I don't give you bad advice, right? So lest I give you bad advice. I think I hear some kids over there. I don't know if I'm near a school, maybe I'm near a school or something. Anyway, look at this other bridge. There's bridges all over the place. A nice creek. Creek. You could describe this right here as a creek or a brook. Okay. Sort of like a, just a small, it's like a stream. Yeah, you could call it a stream, a creek, or a brook. Okay. Like, not a river, right? A river is bigger. So I think probably the best, I would describe it as a creek. Okay, the best thing for this, especially if it's going through the forest like this, it's, a good word is creek. Okay, so just a nice, nice, peaceful creek here in the middle of the forest. I'm hearing those kids. I don't know if they're coming this way. Maybe they're coming on a field trip. Do you know what a field trip is? A field trip is like a fun outing for kids. You know, if you go to school, you know, you might go on a field trip to like a museum, or I don't know, to a forest or some nature spot, or I don't know, some fun kind of a place. Okay, that's called a field trip. Let me know, did you go on field trips when you were a kid? Let me know, what was your favorite field trip that you remember going on when you were a kid? Let me know down in the comments. I'd be interested to know what kind of field trips you took as a kid. So did I finish teaching you the word lest? Yeah, lest just means, oh, take a look at these pine needles. Look at that, nice. Those are some beautiful pine needles. Okay, these are called needles, not leaves. Okay, pine trees like this don't have leaves. They have pine needles. So those are called pine needles. Do they have pine cones? Let's see, is there a, is there a pine cone? Do you know what a pine cone is? I don't see any pine cones. Pine cones are like, oh, there's some small pine cones. Can you see them? Let's take a picture. Where are they? Can't find them in my camera. Oh, they're there. All right. Oh, that's not a good picture. I'll take a better one. Okay, so yeah, those are called pine cones. So pine trees have pine needles and pine cones. So about lest. Okay, so in Canada we have a day, and other countries too, there's a day called Remembrance Day. Okay, it's November 11th every year, and the purpose of the day is to remember fallen soldiers. Okay, fallen means there's some people. Better turn back. You know, I just hate coming across people. It makes me so feel so awkward, like walking past people. They're probably thinking I'm running away from them now. Can you see them in my camera? Here, I'll go walk this way. I don't know what's over here, but take another path while I teach you about Remembrance Day. So Remembrance Day is to commemorate. Commemorate means to sort of to remember something. It's like the word celebrate, but for sort of a sad day or for a day that's not happy. Okay, so you wouldn't say I'm celebrating Remembrance Day. No, you'd say I'm commemorating. Commemorate, because it's a sad day, right? We're remembering all the soldiers. Oh, they're following me down this path. Why did I choose this way? Why didn't I go the other way? They're following me, guys. Just feel so embarrassed. I'm too shy. I'm so shy, guys. I need to fix my shyness. Can you help me? Give me some tips down in the comments to cure my bashfulness. Bashful is another way to say shy. All right, now I gotta go back and teach you all the words I was trying to teach you. That's the problem. When I start teaching you one word, then I say another word that you don't know. I try to teach you that, sort of end up going down a big rabbit trail, long rabbit trail. So now I taught you commemorate. That's like a sad day of remember something. You're celebrating something sad. And then, with fallen. Okay. They're following me so close. Okay, I'm going to take a right. I'm going to turn right. If they follow me, now I'm whispering. So fallen. Fallen can mean died for soldiers. Okay. So, you know, if you're fighting in a war and you die, then you're called a fallen soldier. So I'll go back, I'll start talking normally again after they leave. The girl just looked at me. So awkward. Maybe I'm just awkward around girls. Awkward around some chicks, cute chicks. Chick is another way to say woman, girl, chick, chicks. I don't know, sometimes guys talk about girls with that word, chicks. Anyway, okay, so back, let me go back down my rabbit trail that I started here. So Remembrance Day is a day on November 11th every year where Canadians commemorate, you know, we remember the fallen soldiers in various wars, right? World War I, World War II, different conflicts in history. So, why did I start talking about Remembrance Day? I can't even remember. Oh yeah, lest. Okay, the word lest. So the slogan for Remembrance Day is lest we forget. Okay, lest we forget. So anytime, if you're here in Canada, you know, on Remembrance Day, you'll see that sort of that phrase, okay, lest we forget. So it means lest we forget, so that we don't forget. So the word lest is sort of has a negative. I should have thought this through before. That's the problem with these videos, is that like if I try to just teach you something off the cuff, you know, I might make some mistakes, or I might not be able to process through it, right? Off the cuff means just like without planning, just randomly. Right now, I'm making this video off the cuff. So lest. So it's lest we forget. So it means so that we don't forget. So the word lest has like a negative, sort of a negative meaning, a negative piece. It's like the word like don't, so that we don't, so that we don't, lest, yeah, I think lest means so that we don't. So if we say lest we forget, if we'd say lest we not forget, that would be a double negative, I think, right? So a double negative is like saying, I ain't got no money. Okay, then actually that's too negative, so then it would be like a positive. Right? So if you say, I ain't got no money, ain't is a negative, right? That already means I don't have. Right? It's sort of a slang way to say you don't have. I ain't got no money. So then you're already saying no money. You're saying ain't. So you're saying two no's. Right? So it's like a positive. So then you're actually saying, it's kind of like you're saying you do have money. I ain't got no money. But in when people use that, it's a mistake. It's a common mistake in English. It just, they're actually trying to say they don't have any money. But they say, like, don't twice, right? I ain't got no money. So if you were to say, lest we not forget, I think, just about tripped over a stick. Yeah, I think if you say, lest we not forget, I think that would be a double negative. But the mean, if a person would say that, that would mean the same as lest we forget. I don't know, guys, this is the worst video I've ever made in my life. I want to apologize. It was unplanned. I went off on some rabbit trails. I got really shy of some chicks who were following me. Got too shy. Give me some tips to cure my shyness. And I haven't really taken many pictures. So did I teach you anything? I went on a big rabbit trail talking about the chicken wire. So now I'm coming back to another one of these. It's like little bridge things. Yeah, it's just so weird. It's like chicken wire on the... You know, very often in life, you see things and you don't even think about them. Like, if I weren't making this video, I wouldn't even think about why is there chicken wire on the bridge. But because now I'm making the video and I have to, like, explain to you what a word means, you know, or if I have to explain the word lest sort of off the cuff, then I get a bit flustered. You know, flustered means kind of like a bit nervous, a bit anxious, a bit like you start to fumble with your words. You know, to fumble with your words, that means your words aren't clear. You know, you just sort of, you sound a little bit incoherent. Incoherent means you're not really making sense, you know? If I'm not clear, if my words aren't making sense to you, then you could say, Mark, you're being incoherent. Your words are incoherent. It means you can't understand what I'm trying to say. So that's what fumbling means. If I get a bit flustered, don't really know how to talk, my words are sort of coming out of my mouth and they're not making sense, sort of fumbling with my words. That's what flustered means. So, well, at least you're learning real English, right? That's the nice thing about these vocabulary walks is I don't have a chance to prepare. So if I don't know what something is, then you can see that, hey, you know, native English speakers don't know everything. You know, I don't know everything. I don't know the names of some plants. I don't know how to describe. You can see me trying to describe something, right? Like if I'm trying to describe the chicken wire, or you can see my wheels turning, right? Do you know what that means? That's an idiom. If your wheels are turning, that means you're thinking. You're trying to think through something, right? So yeah, you can see. You know, when you look at someone, if you can see they're thinking, then you can say, I can see his wheels turning. You could say, I can see Mark's wheels turning. Mark's trying to describe what this looks like, this chicken wire, this thing. I can see his wheels turning. Okay, that means the wheels of your mind, right? It's like there's a wheel or wheels in your mind. And then, you know, I guess those are turning. That's how you think. Did you know that? You don't have a brain in your head. You have wheels in your brain, in your head. So every time you think about something, it's not your brain. It's the wheels that are turning. I just taught you a scientific fact. You don't have a brain. You have wheels in your head. Anyway, so we're back at the big tree stump here. I'll just go down to this bridge. Well, that's a nice looking log. It's like a perfectly cut log. Look at that. Cut there. Nice. Even. Could use that as a bench. Maybe I should just take a take a quick rest here on this bench, and maybe I'll take a picture of you while we're waiting. Oh, you're looking beautiful today. Aren't you a beautiful person? Wow, I have such beautiful and handsome subscribers. I guess usually we use the word beautiful for women. You could describe a man as beautiful if you want, but handsome is only for men. Okay, so if you call a woman handsome, she would probably be offended. So don't use the word handsome for women. Use the word beautiful for women and handsome for men. Wow, look at this nice bridge here. Hey, there's more chicken wire on this bridge. I don't know, probably for grip. Keep me from slipping off into the creek. Wow, look at those yellow. Wow, look at those gorgeous yellow. What are those? Not really flowers. What are those? Some sort of, look, there's a lot of them. Some kind of a water plants. Yeah, look at that, and those nice ones down there. Man, just so nice and just bright yellow. Yeah, more over there. Look at that, just nice. Sort of just a nice, like, creek running through a sort of like a meadow. Yeah, you could call this like a sort of a clearing, right? So there's no trees here, like the forest, there's trees there, right? And then this part, you can call it a clearing. You could say, when I was walking through the forest, I came upon a clearing, or I came across a clearing. Okay, if you come upon something, you know, that means you arrive at something. So I could say I've just been walking through the forest, right? And now I have come upon a clearing, or I've come upon a meadow. You could sort of call this a little bit of a meadow, right? You've got some grass, some flowers, you know, a nice creek running through the meadow, and no big trees. So yeah, so hopefully this vocabulary walk has been useful for you. Hopefully I've taught you just a few words. Like clearing. Yeah, actually clearing is that's a pretty advanced word. Like, it doesn't sound like it's very advanced, but yeah, you know, honestly, only advanced English speakers would ever use that. So clearing, yeah, I mean, that's a great word. Like, just remember, if you're in a forest and suddenly there's a sort of like an area with no trees, you can call that a clearing. Okay, so that's maybe the most advanced word that I taught you. So chicken wire, lest, clearing, moss, ferns. Yeah, so I'd say it's we'll call it a success. So let me know if it was a success in your books. In your books means in your opinion. Okay, so in your opinion, was it a success or a failure? Well, thank you guys so much for joining me. I really just love hanging out with you guys. You're so awesome. I love you so much, and hope you're having a great day wherever you are, and I'll just bid you farewell from here in the beautiful Siberian rainforest. All right, I'll stop lying, and I'll see you guys over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.